Hello, everybody. Welcome to another podcast. Today, it's going to be one of those podcasts that are going to be about pronunciation. I know it's going to be a little bit difficult to do a podcast about pronunciation, but I will try. I'll do my best. I hope podcasts will be a little bit interesting. I will try to link the presentation in the description as always, and maybe you can follow along. And as always, I highly recommend you do a lot of practice. Whatever you listen to today, you always try to practice it. Try to see if you yourself can do that, if you can do these, again, tricks that we're going to talk about today. So today we're going to talk about connected speech. I'd say it's one of the most important lessons in pronunciation. So when we usually talk, we have to connect words together. We don't speak word for word. Instead, we connect words together. If we speak word for word, we're going to be robotic. Now, even robots can speak fluently and they don't do these awkward pauses. So in rapid speech, native speakers tend to connect words together. They don't just speak again word for word. They connect those words together. And there are a lot of rules when native speakers connect words together. These rules just emerge out of that, right? There is going to be a lot of deletion, a lot of sounds added just to make that pronunciation, that smooth flow. When you move from one word to another, it's not going to be rough or like choppy when you pronounce those words or those sentences. That's why sometimes when you want to read, or you want to pronounce like a longer sentence or chunks of words, it gets very difficult for you to pronounce them because you have to pause. You feel like you have to pause. But for native speakers, to dodge that pause or those awkward pauses, what they do is they try to connect those words together or add certain consonants, certain vowels to make their pronunciations or their sentences flow more naturally. So let's start with rule number one. This has to do with words ending with certain consonants. So when you have the same consonant sound that appears consecutively at the end of one word and at the beginning of the next one. So this one has to do with words that end with a certain consonant. And the next word in a sentence begins with the same consonant. So what we do, we try to merge those two sounds together by pronouncing only one of them. We don't pronounce two consonants. It's going to be a little bit, it's going to be an awkward pause to do so. So what we do, we try to merge those two consonants together, right? So instead of saying big game, you pronounced g twice, you just pronounce it once. We watch a big game tonight. She painted a red door. She painted a red door. She painted a red door. Hot tea will change to hot tea. Hot tea, hot tea. Would you like some hot tea? 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 Good day will change to good day. Good day, everybody. Good day, good day, good day, everyone. Good day, everyone. So notice here, you might already do this in your speech because it's pretty difficult to pronounce two consonants together that are the same. If one ends a word and the other starts the next one. So if you are not already doing this, try to do it or again, use this in your conversation with others and you will start to see the change in your pronunciation. The next rule has to do with like an insertion of a sound. We add this zh sound. So in English, if a word ends in the sound and the next one starts with e sound, we have a tendency to merge those two sounds into one, which is say j, j, right? So you might notice this again, this is in rapid speech. You might notice this in rapid speech. Instead of someone saying, would you open the door? Would you? Would you open the door? Again, if they're speaking rapidly, would you sit down, please? Next one, need you. Need you. I need your help. I need your help. Should you? Should you? Should you see him? Tell him to call me. Should you? Should you? Should you see him? Should you see him? Tell him to call me. Should you see him? Tell him to call me. And could you will change to could you? Did you will change to did you? Did you? Did you see that? Did you see that, man? Again, I recommend again for every rule, try to do a little bit of practice, try to practice this in sentences, maybe practice the sentences that I already said. Otherwise, I will leave practice in the description. That way you can practice on your own. And again, the more you practice, the better you become at this. Rule number two. So the previous rule has to do with the and the e sound, right? If a word ends in the sound, next one starts e in e, that those two combinations are going to change to j. Now, if one word ends in the t and the next one starts in e, we have a different story. Now we're going to create different sound. Share sound will be created from those two combinations. So, for example, what you are, what you are, what you are. It's going to change to watch, what you are, what you are now, what you're now, what you're now, what you're now. Get you will change, get you. I get you, man. Wait your turn. It's going to change to wait. Wait your turn. I want you to exaggerate the pronunciation. I don't want you to just think that you're silly or stupid, or if you're speaking, if you're outside, people are going to look at you weirdly. Just don't really mind them. I'll just exaggerate the pronunciation for now. Because again, you need to train your muscles. You need to, it's like a habit. You need to train this new habit, right? So what's your turn? Instead of saying, don't you look at me, man. And instead of get your hands off me. Get your hands off me, right? Again, more practice will help a lot. Now, rule number four. This is a little bit complicated, but this is occurs in rapid speech as well. But it's not very common. You might find this is kind of a little bit silly, but I repeat, it's not, it occurs, right? If native speakers are speaking really, really fast, this thing tend to happen, right? This morphological process tend to happen when we speak. So here, if you look at the how sounds are created, all sounds are created by moving part of your mouth, either your tongue touching part of your mouth, or maybe the air is coming from your nasal cavity or oral cavity. But there are certain movements that your tongue and oral cavity do to create these. It's like shape. Your mouth has to be in a certain shape to create a certain sound. When you speak, on every sound that you make, your mouth makes a certain shape, right? To create that particular sound. Now, if your tongue has to, let's say there are two sounds you have to pronounce, right? And your tongue has to travel a lot to pronounce the first, let's say if I want to pronounce the sound B, and then I have a J after that, right? If I say bezier, it's going to be a little bit difficult for my tongue to move from be to zhier because I have to travel a lot. So what the brain does or your mouth does is replace that sound zhier with a sound that is closer to be. Because you're speaking really fast, you cannot literally speak, move your tongue to two places since you're speaking fast. So your brain finds you these shortcuts to create a sound. So what it does, either replace that particular sound with something similar, or it will find or use the same sound. We'll just delete the next sound and use that sound for the next word. For example, instead of even saying handbag, 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 notice the faster you do this, the more the next one will change to behind, and instead of saying de, it will change to bam, handbag, 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 handbag. Notice the faster you do it, that sound starts to disappear, and we only have be, handbag, handbag instead of handbag. 10 people, the faster you do it, it will change to 10 instead of 10 people, 10 people, 10, 10 people, 10 people, 10 people, 10 people, right? So the faster you do it, the more that disappears because your mouth needs to travel a long distance, right? To create or to utter the other sound. The next one is big spoon. This is a little bit awkward, but big spoon, big spoon, big spoon, big spoon, big spoon, big spoon, right? It will change to eventually bez spoon, bez spoon, bez spoon, right? A little bit awkward, but it is also realized as that. Instead of saying that book, right? It will change to that book over there, right? And there are a lot of examples like this, but that's a rule number four. You can again do more practice. And the more you practice this, the better you become at this. Okay. Next rule is this one has to do with certain consonants. So this rule has to do with words in our, let's say, consonant, and the next word in a sentence starts with a vowel, or let's say a word in a vowel sound and the next one starts with a consonant. What we try to do is connect those two words together, right? Because we have a vowel and a consonant, then just connect, make like a new syllable, right? So instead of saying good afternoon, it's going to change to good afternoon, right? Instead of saying he is at home, he's at home, he's at home, right? Instead of saying we need it, we need it, we need it. Red apple, red apple. Big elephant, right? Again, you might already do this. I think this is very common rule in connected speech. So you might already do this in your speech. If you aren't already doing it, you can start doing it, and you will start to notice the progress in your reading, your speaking as well. Rule number six. This one has to do with elision, or deletions of certain sounds. And this happens a lot in English. So in English, te and de are frequently deleted. There is a particular context, but I think these examples will show you a lot. So in English, you don't say and if you are in, unless you are not, if you're not emphasizing and in a sentence, you don't say and, right? For example, if you want to mention two things, this and that, it will change to this and that, right? Okay, so some examples, instead of saying, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? Instead of saying, I haven't seen him, I haven't seen him, I haven't seen him. Instead of saying, hold on, hold on, hold on, please, right? Again, this happens in rapid speech because again, that D or that T so somehow create a delay in speech, and native speakers tend to delete this. Okay, let's move on to rule number seven. I'd say this is one of the most important rules alongside the next one. The previous ones are equally important, but this one occurs a lot. So native speakers tend, as I said, to insert certain sounds to create sort of connection and smoother speech when they talk. So usually if you have a word that ends in a particular vowel and the next one starts with a vowel, it becomes difficult to pronounce two vowels together, right? So what native speakers do is try to add this w a and the e sound. So let's say a word ends in a rounded sound like an o, ow, or aw. If a word ends in those particular sound, and the next one starts with a vowel, what we do, we add w sound, right? For example, bow, And arrow, it will change to bow and arrow. Bow and arrow. Show off, it will change to show off. Draw out, it's going to change to draw out. Throw away. Low income, low income, right? And then notice that there is already a W there. And yes, you see it in letters, but pronunciation wise, there is no W at the end of those words because those are just diphthongs, an O, an ow, and those are just diphthongs in English. So on top of that diphthong, we add w sound to create that smoother transition between words. The next one is very similar to this one. So here, instead of we have vowels that are involved. So if a word ends in a vowel sound and the next one starts with a vowel sound, we do the same thing. But here we are going to insert e sound instead. So e, if you pay attention, w sound is a made. This sound is made by around in your lips, right? Your lips are around when you try to pronounce w sound, right? It's a round sound, and that's why we added. We only add w sound if a word ends in round sounds like an aw, ow, o. Notice your or ooh, notice your again, mouth is round. Now, for the next rule, we insert e. E is you is made by your basically your mouth is kind of sort of spread. Your lips are spread when you make these sounds. They're not round. They're like spread, right? So if a word ends in a sound that you make and your lips are spread, then you add e sounds. For example, c, it is made by our again when your mouth is sort of like spread. So you don't say see it, you say see it. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Tie a knot, tie a knot. Day and night, day and night, day and night. My ice cream. Cry out, cry out, cry out. All right, so this is the end for the rules. Again, I want you to practice a lot. It helps also if you can repeat this podcast maybe a couple of times, especially if you're driving, if you're doing something in the background, just play the podcast just to give you because I noticed that pronunciation rules tend to be a little bit boring. So I think the more if you listen to them once, your brain has to work a lot. And you need to do a little bit of practice. So if you don't have time for practice, you can just listen to this and try to listen to it like once, twice, maybe three times, and it will. And you can listen to it periodically as well. Like whenever you have time, just play the podcast, and it will help. I think you will be fine without having to do any exercise, without having to follow the rules, without having to follow the transcript that I will leave you. But yeah, I mean, I appreciate it for listening. And again, I will leave you a transcript of everything that I said in the podcast. Yeah, appreciate it, everybody. Thank you so much, and bye.